KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's mostly clear and 23 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly sunny and breezy today with a high of 42. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Southwest Iowa news, authorities in Montgomery County say a Missouri man was arrested early this morning in Stanton on drug charges. 24-year-old Kylie Brian Caron of St. Joseph, Missouri, was pulled over for a traffic violation at around 4:20 a.m. at James Street and Broad Avenue in Stanton. Caron was subsequently charged with possession of methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia and was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. KJAN News time is 7:07.
I have great news. The Big Blue planter parts sale at Lindemann Tractor has been extended. This is Jason. This winter's crazy cold weather has had everyone, including us, in hibernation mode. So we've extended the sale until end of March. You'll find great prices on all your Kinze parts, like disc openers for $21, and that includes bearing and dust cap. 3/4-inch coulter blades are $21.50, and graphite is just $4.75 for 1 pound and $16.50 for the 5 pound jug. Don't delay. This sale absolutely ends March 31st at Lindemann Tractor, your Kinze dealer in Atlantic.
Authorities in Crawford County held a news conference Tuesday evening to discuss the investigation into the deaths of two people found in a burned-out home just outside of Deloitte, but there was very little new information released. Sioux City television station KTIV says that when firefighters from Deloitte, Denison, and Vail arrived on the scene Monday afternoon, they found the main dwelling on the rural property and a pickup truck on fire. They later recovered two bodies from the scene. The bodies were transported to the state medical examiner's office in Ankeny. An official said the autopsies will be to determine the cause of death are complete, but they can't release the cause of death at this time or the identities of the two who died, as both remain under investigation. Authorities said they're not ruling out foul play just yet and are actively seeking the help of the surrounding community. They say that two white men were seen near the area of the fire in a newer, dark, extended cab pickup truck, and they believe those men may have witness information regarding the fire that could help them understand what happened on the rural property. If you have any information about the incident or about the men at the scene, you can call the Crawford County Sheriff's Office at 712-263-2146. Authorities in Harlan say a Harlan man was arrested Saturday twice after an incident involving a female subject. Harlan PD said 33-year-old Wayne Voss was first arrested when officers were called to a residence by a female who had reported that Voss allegedly took her phone, thereby preventing her from calling 911 when she felt threatened. Voss was brought to the Shelby County Jail and charged with obstruction of emergency communications. When Voss was released, he was observed making a phone call to a person protected under a no-contact order. Voss was arrested again near the same location and taken back to jail where he was charged with violation of a no-contact order. Police in Harlan report also 48-year-old George Hadfield of Harlan was cited for failure to have a valid driver's license and operating a non-registered vehicle on Friday. Hadfield was cited and released. And last Thursday, 29-year-old Keith Wyatt of Harlan was cited for allowing a dog to run at large when the animal was seen running in the 1100 block of Hill Street. The state auditor's office has found more than $60,000 in improper or unsupported payments in the tiny Harrison County community of Grange Township. And a report links the former clerk to mismanaged money. Auditor Mary Moseman's report released Tuesday details improper payments to Peggy Powell, the township's clerk, from 2006 through the end of 2013. She resigned last November. The report shows more than $35,000 in ATM withdrawals and fees, some of which came from casino ATMs. Such transactions were not necessary for a township that only pays for fire protection costs by check. There was also more than $13,000 of payments issued to Powell and her husband. In her resignation letter, Powell said that she hopes to repay what she owes. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman said yesterday that Groenwald, Bell, Kine & Company, PCCPAs, have released an audit report for Cass County. The report shows the county had local tax revenue of $24.5 million for the year ending June 30, 2013, which included just over $1.04 million in tax credits from the state. The county forwarded more than $17.6 million of the local tax revenue to the townships, school districts, cities, and other taxing bodies in the county, and retained slightly more than $6.8 million of the local tax revenue to finance county operations, and that is a 0.2% decrease from the prior year. Other revenues included $4.87 million from the state, including indirect federal funding of $1.48 million. Charges for a service of $366,761 and just under $150,000 for the use of money and property. County expenditures totaled $11.94 million. That's a 16.9% decrease from the prior year. Expenses included $4.2 million for roads and transportation, $1.15 million for mental health, nearly $2.06 million for public safety and legal services, $362,366 for capital projects, and $1.17 million for administrative services. A copy of the audit report is available for review in the Office of the Auditor of State and the Cass County Auditor's Office. News time is 7:12.
This is Jason, Parts Manager at Lineman Tractor, with an announcement. All New Holland filters are on sale for 10% off during the month of March.
So oil filters are all on sale?
Yes, for 10% off.
Fuel filters?
Uh-huh. They're 10% off, too.
How about air filters?
Every New Holland filter we have is on sale.
What about furnace filters?
No. But get here before March 31st and stock up on all the New Holland filters you'll need to get through planting season. Because clean running equipment is more efficient equipment. Lineman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, Nadine Peppers, age 71, of Prescott, Arizona, died March the 5th. Funeral services for Nadine Peppers will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Abel Jonathan Kinsey of Atlantic, the infant son of Nathan Kinsey and Jody Brookshire of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Abel Kinsey will be today at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Betty Vogesser, age 87, of Avoca, died Sunday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Betty Vogesser will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Arlene Mae Benton, age 88, of Guthrie Center, died Monday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Arlene Benton will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center is in charge of the arrangements. Inez Peckham, age 84, of Bayard, died Sunday at Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for Inez Peckham will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Bayard. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard is in charge of the arrangements. Donald Lowe, age 86, of Oakland, has died. Graveside services for Donald Lowe will be held on Friday at 9 a.m. at the Oaklawn Cemetery in Oakland. Recon Veith Funeral Home in Oakland is in charge of the arrangements. Betty Jean Kent, age 80, of Palm Desert, California, and formerly of Guthrie Center, died March the 6th at her home in California. Memorial services for Betty Kent will be held Friday at 3 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Evelyn Marie Kington, age 97, of Harlan, died Monday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan.